Wendy, Patrick, I'm sitting here wondering, oh my goodness, is this where we are as a country with this Stormy Daniels story? But at the same time, I know that many of my not so conservative friends are saying, now you know how we felt during the Bill Clinton, Monica Lewinsky era.
Here's the difference, though, because I feel the same way you do as far as people talking about it. But the difference is this: we're talking about an incident that didn't happen, unlike so many past presidents, if it's true, the allegations, let's say. This supposedly happened 12 years ago when the president wasn't in office. It's very different in kind. And I know what you mean. I have lots of friends on both sides of the aisle that are talking about the same thing. It's very different than allegations that past presidents have had made against them during things that allegedly occurred while they were in the White House. Nonetheless, I'm with you that this has dominated the news cycle. We've been talking about it all weekend, and it is something that I hate to say it. It's bipartisan. I don't want to say appeal, but let's just say everybody's been talking about it.
Well, I do think that the relationships between men and women are bipartisan. I think that everybody has an interest of some kind in those kinds of relationships and finding out whether you're for the president, against the president, or don't care. But some of the things we learned Sunday night, I didn't need to learn. I didn't need to know about spanking the president with a magazine, if that's even true. I could have gone through my entire life without knowing that.
Mike, you say that, but you cover all kinds of these things, and I know what you mean. It's, we don't need to keep hearing about the sordid, the salacious. I mean, most Americans, you know what they care about, Mike? Same thing you and I care about. They care about lower taxes. They care about putting their kids through school, national security, jobs. These are the things that regular families care about. Yet you're absolutely right. The details that keep emerging from these stories are things that many people are saying the same thing you just did. I didn't need to know that. And I know that lots of people didn't watch it. You don't need to have watched it because everybody else is talking about it. And sometimes the stories end up snowballing into details that weren't even included in the allegations.
Oh, and that's where I think all of this appears to be going is snowballing, snowballing into all kinds of other areas. And I know that the president's attorney, personal attorney, Mr. Cohen, he's the one who, based on everything I'm gathering, he seems like he could be at greater legal risk than the president for what happened with this agreement as it relates to campaign contributions. Have I analyzed that correctly?
Yes, Mike, and that is a lot of people that have been following this story have been intentionally steering clear of the more sordid allegations, the salacious aspect of it, and focusing on the legal aspect of it. That if, regardless of the truthfulness of the allegations, which, by the way, Stormy Daniels denied in January, but put that all aside, they're arguing over whether the money paid by the lawyer, the $130,000, which, by the way, is a very low amount if it's supposedly for, for as hush money, is that some kind of campaign contribution that was done illegally? That's really the legal question that people are talking about. And of course, the lawyer denies that, and there are voices on both sides of this, and there's lots of legal research we can do to get to the bottom of it. But what if what you've got there, if that's where your focus is, you're right, is it's not so much on the president's conduct and what did he do or did not do 12 years ago, but maybe now focusing on campaign contribution law. Maybe that's a more serious story than the other. But I'm willing to bet, Mike, once the news cycle is going to end and we're going to be off to the races on something else.
Well, I hope so, but the legal implications,
I hope so too.
I had never thought about, especially when you talk about the in-kind campaign contributions that the $130,000 could be seen as, I had never thought about tying it to the John Edwards case in terms of a parallel action. I had thought about it in other ways. I thought maybe there was going to be another connection to other campaign contributions. But John Edwards, who I'd completely forgotten about the fact that he had been paying the woman who birthed his child out of wedlock in that affair, And that's seen as, by one of the analysts last night, as not as egregious as this one because of the time element. Does a court or does the law take the time of the action into account when looking at stuff like this?
Yeah, you know, timing in so many different respects is always relevant. Timing is relevant. The actions of the parties are relevant. There, you know, the money exchange is relevant. Everything goes into consideration. And that's one of the reasons that it's so hard to predict from past cases what's going to happen in a current case. Because a court would look at all of those circumstances differently because the analysis is going to be different. And, you know, if that's even where this is headed, it seems like there are so many of these stories that maybe have legitimate issues legally, but get sort of hooked on salacious story so that we end up talking about a bunch of things that have no perhaps legal relevance but maybe interesting to talk about, and that maybe there is something there that is a more of a serious issue. And that's what we're seeing really over this story and so many others like it, like the Edwards story, where that may be where there's more there. I'm not going to say it twice like everybody else does.
Okay, I appreciate it. There might be more there in that space
there.
Right over on that area. Now, there are a couple other weird things on this. Do you think this obviously will be then latched onto by Robert Mueller and his probe, or is this something he could use as a carrot to encourage someone to tell him what he needs to know?
Well, Mike, that is one of the most interesting angles here, isn't it? Is there's already been some voices speculating as to what relevance, if any, the allegations here regarding the lawyer and in-kind contribution, if in fact that even holds water, what relevance that might have to the Mueller probe. And you're right that is a more serious angle on this whole story, and one in which I'm guessing we'll probably hear a lot more about. Although, as you and I both know, you know, I don't even want to repeat some of the things that were said in that interview, but to some people, that's more interesting than any potential legal ramifications the payment might have, if the president even knew about it.
Well, it's, you know, as a guy who supports the conservative end of things, I also honestly will tell you my gut says it'd be hard for him not to know about it, but I don't know. And again, we have Stormy Daniels in January of 2018 signing a statement that says, It did not happen. She's denied it verbally. And yet at the very end of it, at the very end of the interview, when Anderson Cooper asked her, why are you doing this? And what would you say to Donald Trump? And she said, I have no reason to lie. And then I think, but you did at least three times in recent memory. And doesn't that go
right
to her credibility?
So the administration would say, were you lying then or are you lying now? You know, it's one of those things, Mike, as a trial attorney, that credibility is key. And one of the things that jurors and judges and people that are judging credibility want to see is a track record of consistency. So it does factor into what people believe and why, and it will necessarily factor in that way here as far as court of public opinion. But if you want to get into a court of law, it's the more substantive allegations, if they want to make some or wherever that goes. That's what Mueller may or may not be interested in, not what occurred or didn't occur, what the allegations were in a hotel room 12 years ago.
It's all just so lurid, I guess, is the word I'm looking
at.
That's
a good word, Mike. That's a really good word.
Lurid. And, you know, the Trumps have obviously dealt with it, and now the nation will have to deal with it, and there may be legal implications. Wendy, I'm going to pause it there because I reserve the right to redress you and ask more questions at a further court date, if you don't mind.
You bet. No, absolutely right. And, you know, between you and I and the frequency with which we do this, I'm willing to bet that something else is going to break between now and then. And we'll forget all about this.
I hope so. Thank you, my friend. And we'll
Thank
be in
you.
Touch very soon.
Look forward to it. Thanks, Mike.